Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So I finished watching the whole documentary and I have things to add from my initial point. I do still stand on the fact that this was 20 plus years ago, and what was shown on the show did show like the harsh reality and the cruel reality of how the fashion industry is. And people are like, this is how it is. Yes, this is how it is. It's gotten a little bit better, but what I wanted to talk about was majority like the last episode of the documentary, because I said earlier I did not finish all of it. I only got to see the first two episodes, and then I went out with one of my girlfriends to see Wuthering Heights. So I finally got to see the last episode, and I do have thoughts on that, and I wanted to do a podcast about this hashtag to continue. So first of all, when I was young watching this, or even rewatching it when I became like 13 to 18 years old, Mr. J or J. Emmanuel was my favorite person on the show. So was Mrs. J. Love them. Also, I love the LGBTQ plus community. I love them. They were my favorite people in general on the show, which is one of the reasons it was more them why I watched the show. And then Tyra, if that makes sense. And I saw, and from the documentary, especially Mr. J, the loyalty, and even still to this day how he talks about it, the loyalty and the kindness that he had with Tyra, and for Tyra to like cut him off and not speak to him now, because he said he told her right away that he wanted to quit. And then for her to treat him like that, was that okay? So this is more of a, I guess, bashing Tyra. But I still think to this day, in general, if there's people to be blamed and to criticize, I would more put it on the production and the cameraman, and also Tyra. I also, like I said beforehand, I stopped watching the show when, again, I didn't know the background drama that happened. I know it now. And the background drama was that there was a new, the female head of the network was taken down, of course she was, and they replaced it by a man, and they're like, ratings are going down, okay, like, and I guess, like, they were comparing it to, like, again, like, other shows like Survivor that were still going on over and over, and the success of that, and I'll get to that point in a second, and how they were going down. And I thought it was interesting when Tyra said how I think they think that it was Tyra and Ken that fired them. I think when it was actually the head boss, the new head boss, that was the dude that fired them. But I don't get, and again, a lot of people stop watching the show when Miss J, and Nigel left, like, including me. Like I said, like, what, I actually left before they left, so I didn't even know they left. Like I said, the last, I stopped watching the show once because it shows you, like, oh, next season, we're having boys. And I'm like, okay, no, I'm not. It's supposed to be showing the modeling industry for women. I don't need, like, guys, yes, they get scrutinized and everything, but this is more for women, because women suffer more through things. Going with Tyra, I think she should have, I understand why she didn't take the call, but I think she should have sat with all three of the guys and sat after the phone call and be like, they're telling us that you guys are fired. Have a sit down conversation. And the timing is terrible. Why would you give Miss J flowers for their birthday and then fire them 5 days later? Where was the conversation? Which is why I believe that they all think you're the one that fired them. You're not good at that. And when Mr. J wanted to quit, you said you were disappointed the network didn't want him to. Like, this is just messed up. Also, I kind of figured, like, one day when I heard, they wanted to get rid of the three important people on the show, they were going to get rid of Tyler too. And I'm like, at that point, that should have been the end of America's Next Top Model. When they're trying, in my opinion, when they were saying, okay, we have to get rid of all these people, that's what I would do. You know, because, again, she was, I don't know anymore, but she was friends with them. Also, nowadays, because people can have successful careers on reality TV shows, back then you couldn't. There was a topic about how they weren't allowed to leave, and they were sent to a hotel until they had a winner. And this is where I'm going back to Survivor. In Survivor, I don't know about the people that aren't in the jury, but I think it's the same way with the people that are not in the jury. They put them in a hotel. Especially if you're in a hotel. Actually, I believe it's the same way with Survivor. Because in Survivor, everybody is there for 39 days. When you leave, they put you in the hotel. After that, 30 days is over. And then they do the final eliminations. And then people vote. No one knows who wins Survivor. They wait until they do the live reunion. Because, again, I watch Survivor. I haven't for a while. And they put this person, they find out who wins Survivor. So they do the same thing on Survivor. So on that aspect, they do that for the public to not know who got voted off or who won. So that I understand completely. So I don't think that's completely cruel in such thing. In that aspect, because they do the same thing for other competition reality TV shows. They do that for Survivor. They do that for Big Brother. Again, I've watched Big Brother as well. So they do that for other competition shows. So us, the public, don't know who got out until when they're still filming. And I agree with that. Like, at least if they're not, like, torturing you and, like, actually give you things to eat or drink and stuff like that, then if they're giving you food and you're having somewhere something to eat and drink, then that's fine. But, like, I understand the frustration in that, but again, it's a competition show. Something else. Miss J. Her stroke, their stroke. I felt so bad. I didn't know they had a stroke. I felt so bad. I'm happy that Mr. J and Nigel were there for her, and they were there and they still hang out with him and stuff like that. What I'm very disappointed about, that Tyra didn't visit them at all, which for me, I'm like, again, very disappointed. That's very hurtful, and that's bad. Like, her hair, like, she couldn't talk, she couldn't walk, and she can barely walk now, and she taught people how to walk, models how to walk, and she can't right now. I feel so bad. I hope she will be able to do that. And on another note, when the models won the contract, they were not blacklisted, but like, people didn't want to work with them because they were in a reality TV show, which sucks. What I think Tyra should have done is, she has power, she should have helped these girls out and be like, no, or work with these modeling brand it, or who the girls are signed up for, and like, if the pictures are too this or that, like, or let's take new pictures that are more acceptable, or still have the winners be able to do ghosties and stuff like that. I think she, in that aspect, I think she should have done more to help these models continue to book and not go back to where they are. So those are the criticisms I got. I think also that Tyra, she had a good idea, and maybe like the upper people above gave her too much hard time, and she lost focus on what was important, and this let those people tell her what to do, and that they didn't give any pushback, which hurt the girls and the brand and everything going on in general. Let me see, what else did I want to, okay, let's talk about Sandy. I believe I said her name right. The one that her boyfriend came back and was with her for a little bit until like people kept calling her names in front of him. With that, again, that I don't think it was 100% Tyra's fault for re-putting the clip. I also believe it's the producers of her shows and wanting to get more ratings and more, and putting it back up there. But again, it's also her show. I think she should have said no more for that. So again, blaming producers, the upper heads of the network. And this is all what I'm trying to say in general, is I'm not giving Tyra the complete blame of what happened to these girls and the show and etc. I'm also blaming the camera people, like I said, the cameraman. Just saying, oh, we shouldn't be filming this, does not help. You should have helped Sandy out in that situation. I'm blaming the camera people, the upper people, like the people that are above Tyra, aka the network. Again, when the network was controlled by a man, him, Viacom, especially the guy that was in charge of Viacom, which was a dude. And like I said, like, they don't care if something is going wrong with us. So, like I said, think of the whole picture. We shouldn't just blame one person.
we need to blame. Tyra has a little part of it. So does the head of Viacom, which is a dude. So does the head of the network that Top Model was on. The woman that was ahead of it, plus the man that replaced her as well, like the cameraman, because they were with the girls 24/7, not Tyra, Mr. Mr. J, Nigel. We need to think of like a bigger picture of that. For me, I think if we're gonna say, oh, who's to blame? Who should we blame for this? For me personally, I will say the cameramen, number one, because again, they were with the girls 24/7. The Sandy thing should have not happened at all. That was the cameraman's fault. Then I would Viacom, the head of Viacom, which is a dude, who decides what goes on and what doesn't. And even though like they Tyra says, oh, she and Ken did the edit, and I'm like, yes, you did some editing, but I believe it went to Viacom after that, and they did more editing from that. So I would say the network, also Viacom, the males in Viacom, the males in the network that it was on, and then Tyra and then Ken. But the firing, again, she got fired too. And I didn't even know, okay, and I probably saw this somewhere, but again, I stopped watching the show at that point, that Rhea Ora was a host. Because I did see, like, when they, like, clips of guest host on Top Model. And I'm like, why is Rhea Ora a host? What happened? Didn't Tyra quit? I don't know. So, overall, this documentary was very engaging. And, not engaging, but, like, informative. And like I said before, I don't... Tyra talked about season 25 being incident, and I'm like, no, people already know how the fashion industry is right now. We don't need another season, another 12 months for what, to show what we know the ins and outs of Top Model. We don't need another. Like, it's kind of like. Like, for example, for me with, like, Survivor, I stopped watching Survivor. I'm going to hurt some feelings about this, but, like, there's no need of more seasons of Survivor. It's the same thing. We understand that. Same with Big Brother. I know people are going to be mad at me with those two. They're really good shows. But... they're trying to there's no need for more seasons of those. But overall, like, it was very informative. Like I said, when I heard like the three were replaced, I'm like girl, when I heard that, I'm like, okay, Tyra's next, and then she was next. But like, for me, I think it was 18. I think Mr. J said it was season 18 was their last. I think that should have been the last. Sorry, cycle. That should have been the last cycle, season 18. But overall, it was very informative. I might be missing some key points, but overall, my thoughts are, there are multiple people to blame, and I, and to be honest with you, with like all the reality show competition shows, like Top Model being on modeling, The Voice, American Idol, they all throw you out into the wolves anyway. They don't give you a, they don't give you, oh, here, that's great. No, because that's, like, if you weren't in those competition shows and you just did modeling or singing normally, you would have been thrown out to the woods wolves. So for the girls to be like, they just threw us out to the woods. That's how it is. Like, if you were trying to get an interview, you would be thrown, you would be in the woods, thrown out to the wolves anyway. So the them being protected, like, you need to know how harsh the world is and how difficult it is. That I'm like, that's normal. But what I do think would needed, because they're from Top Model or The Voice or American Idol, was because of the stigma of reality TV, they should have helped a little bit with making sure they get, like, at least a hit album or help them in that way, or, like, you know, make sure they get especially for Top Model, get go sees and have that. At least for a year, she should have helped. I don't feel like Tyra is very communicative at all. Like, again, there were parts of this documentary, like, from hearing from Mr. and Mrs. J and Nigel, that I was very disappointed in her, especially with those three and her being really front, you know, especially Mr. and Mrs. J. Her being friends with them before creating Top Model, that I would have, for me, at least for those two guys, I would have expected her to be more hands up. Like, first, they tell me I have to get rid of, like she said, her three hearts. Right there and then, I would have told them. And then the news breaking out that they got fired, which I believe it was not Tyra. I think it was the network that said that, because that seems like a network thing. Because the network is always the, if someone gets fired, it's always a network that's, it releases that news. I also feel like Mr. J should have been able to quit. I think Tyra should have talked to the three dudes both right away after she had that call, and that Ken also had heard that call. They should have known ahead of time to get their next steps ready. Right. I think she gave too much. I think Tyra let the network, Viacom, and everybody have too much control, that she just let, she's like, oh, it's not my fault. I didn't do it, so what happens, happens. And I don't think that's fair, especially when you're friends with these guys. It's not a good look. If they don't like you and don't want to be friends with you, I understand that. And again, not going to the hospital, I would not do that. Of a friend that had a stroke or messaging them, like, constantly, like, and, like, because Mr. J and Nigel did that, like, they showed up for them. So just need to do better. And the first, I agreed with the point that when the interviewer said, have you spoke to Jay Emanuel? And she was saying, Tyra was saying, it's best for me to do it in person and not on camera, which I agree, because that's more genuine. It doesn't mean feel like you did it for the camera. But, yeah, like, apologize, mean the apology, And if those guys were very important to you, because you said those were your three hearts, then try to rebuild the friendship.
So overall, so I'm gonna finish this. I might have forgot some bits, but it's okay. Overall, this documentary was very informative. Top Model is how it is. We don't need more cycles. It's done. That's it. We all need to grow. The modeling industry, what was shown in Top Model, is how the model industry was back then. Brutal, cutthroat, very judgmental. That's how it was for anyone that's like, oh, this is not good TV. This wouldn't be accepted. No. Yes, it wouldn't be accepted now, but it's how it was 20 years ago. Who's responsible for, like, especially the Sandy thing. Like I said, the camera crew, because they were there, they should have stopped it. And then the producers, they shouldn't have aired that. I don't think we should have saw that and have ruined her life and her relationship with her boyfriend. That should not have been aired. So the camera people and everybody, Upper, the network, Viacom. So in total, what I'm here to say is not only Tyra is to blame for what happened to this woman, the camera crew that said nothing, or if they said something, they said it afterwards, which for me is BS. You don't actually care because you don't say, oh, I shouldn't have filmed this, or oh, I feel bad after the thing happened. That's not how it goes. So you don't actually care. You're just trying to not be part of the problem. So first off, the cameramen in the room, they're the first perpetrators and the worst people there because they're filming everything. So with the Sandy thing, they're the ones because they filmed it. Second, I would say, like, the head of Viacom, like, he decides, like, who's on the show, who's not. Being, like I said before, he didn't want a Latina on there he's a jerk for that. They were trying to make it diverse. After that, I would say, where the show was on, yes, it was first one by a woman, then it was a man who let Mr. Shea and Nigel get out. I would say that. And then the last people I would blame after that would be Tyra and Kent. Right. So, for me, those are all the parties, but the camera people and then the network and the parent network are, for me personally, those three are the big people to put blame on. I do put blame on also Tyra and Ken, but I feel like the bigger picture, especially things in the ladies' personal lives, is more the camera people, because they were with the girls 24/7. Tyra wasn't with them 24/7. So again, I feel like we need to, yes, put blame on Tyra, yes, put blame on Ken, yes, but please do not forget the camera people. They're the ones filming everything, so put more blame on them and the network and the parent network as well. So overall, Top Model was very educational. This is how the modeling industry is. We don't need to continue it. And that's
that's everything. And that's my second part of what I thought. Everyone deserved better, especially my favorite three, which are Mr. J's Manuel, who, like myself, is Canadian, Miss J. Alexander, and Nigel. They should have been treated better in general. Still don't like Janet Dickinson. And I think, and when I saw like they replaced Tyra before I end this, I was like, oh, it's in the document, I was like, oh, it's probably Janet's because they wanna it back to how modeling was in the olden days, and it wasn't. I was like, oh, I was shocked about that. But this is all I have for you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.